بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا وجبت له الجنة، أو كما قال عليه السلام: صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected Asatiza, Ulama, Mashaykh, brothers and students, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with Iman, blessed us with Islam, and put us in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are very great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. In the Hadith Sharif which I have recited, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions, whoever reads, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا, Jannat becomes wajib for such a person. What a great virtue. What a great virtue, because the three most important things are mentioned in this Hadith Sharif, in this dua. So therefore we should try and make it a habit to include this in our wazifas, that a person who will recite this, Jannat becomes wajib for such a person. And in these type of ahadith also, that great glad tidings of death on Iman. Because who's going to go to Jannat? It is only a believer that will go to Jannat. So meaning, such a person to go to Jannat, he has to pass away with Iman. So there's a great glad tiding also in this Hadith Sharif of death on Iman. So what this dua means, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا, that I am happy with Allah as my Rabb. Happiness is the act of the heart, meaning with my heart I am extremely happy that Allah is my Rabb. Imagine what and what people are worshipping in this world, handmade, man-made. What and what people are worshipping, Allah Ta'ala saved us from all that. And Allah is our Rabb, Al-Hayyul Qayyum, that being who is alive, that being who is in control. Allah is our Rabb. Wa bil Islami deena, Islam is our deen. Allah Ta'ala saved us from all the batil and false religions, and Allah Ta'ala has given us Islam as a deen. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَا, and I am happy for that Islam, I am happy for you that Islam is your deen. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your Rasul. What a Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has put us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a Nabi. Whatever Nabi alayhi salam did, and whatever method he used in doing it, there can never be a better way of doing it. You'll find a person in this world is an expert in this, but that doesn't mean he's an expert in everything else. Whatever Nabi alayhi salam did, whatever method he used in doing it, there can never be a better way. And what a transparent life Nabi alayhi salam had, that Nabi alayhi salam never ever stopped anyone from narrating anything about him. We find in our lives, yeah, I hope nobody saw me doing this, please don't tell anybody you saw me. Nabi alayhi salam never stopped anybody from narrating anything about him. Imagine, in the house, out of the house, on journey, in the masjid, even his private life with his wives, Nabi alayhi salam never stopped them from mentioning anything about him. So these are the three greatest favors a person can ever possess. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with these favors. How much shukr we must make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us are numerous. Spiritual favors, physical favors. So So shukr we have to make abundantly. Allah Ta'ala loves this quality of shukr. And ulama explained the first part of shukr is i'tirafun ni'mati. Ay hiya min Allah Ta'ala. The first part of shukr is to acknowledge that this bounty is from Allah Ta'ala. That's the first part of shukr. Second part of shukr is isti'malun ni'mati fi ta'atillahi ta'ala. Now to utilize that bounty of Allah Ta'ala in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And thus we also can learn from the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salam in the 19th para very briefly, where the queen Bilqis was coming to Sulaiman alayhi salam with her army, with her people, all in submission. She was coming. Sulaiman alayhi salam desired that her throne must be brought to him before she can arrive. So when she comes and she sees a throne there by Sulaiman alayhi salam, this will serve as a miracle and a mu'jiza, and it will further assist her in quickly accepting Islam. So one of the big jinnah said, okay, I will bring the throne of hers to you before you can even get up from this majlis. But another person who had knowledge of the kitab, he said, no, I will bring her throne to you before the blink of an eye. Meaning instantly her throne will be here as a miracle. So her throne was brought right before Sulaiman alayhi salam, before she could arrive. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًا عِنْدَ قَالَتْ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. When Sulaiman alayhi salam saw the throne of Bilqis right before him, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the first part of shukr. This is the fadl of my Allah. اِعْتِرَافُ النِّعْمَةِ. To acknowledge that this is the bounty of Allah Ta'ala. And this is our way to keep on acknowledging the favors and the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. The way of the batil and falsehood and the Qaruni way, Allah Ta'ala has given Qarun tremendous amount of wealth. But what he said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I got this wealth because of my knowledge and my know-how and my intelligence that Allah Ta'ala doesn't love. Allah gives it and a person is attributing it to his own self. No, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the fadl and bounty of my Allah. And further, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Now Allah Ta'ala is testing me. Will I use it in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala? Or will I use it in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? And that is the second part of shukr. That a person now must utilize the bounties of Allah Ta'ala in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِي. And remember, whoever makes shukr is not doing Allah Ta'ala a favor in the least, but is making shukr for his own self. Because by making shukr, he'll be rewarded. Allah's bounties on him will increase. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, then know that my Rabb is independent and bountiful. The whole world, ibadat and shukr, cannot increase, decrease Allah's greatness in the least. But so respected brothers, now these bounties and bounties of Allah Ta'ala, how to use it and how to use it to mold our lives according to this deen, according to this iman, according to the kalima of Islam. For this effort is required. We have to make effort on iman and we have to stay in the company of mashayikh, making effort of iman, speaking about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, giving dawat increases a person's iman. Like a battery in a car, when the battery is strong, all the things connected to the battery will also be work accordingly. Battery is flat, all the things connected to the battery will function accordingly. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu told a companion of his, Ta'al hatta nu'mina sa'atan. Come, let us talk about iman yaqeen for a while. His friend told him, Alasna bi muslimin. I don't see the point, we are Muslims. What must we talk about the greatness of Allah? He said, Bala. وَلَكِنْ نَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فَنَزْدَادُ إِيمَانُنَا. No, when we will talk about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, then our iman will increase. When iman increases, a person is able to practice on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Dawlah Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, mentions, a man went out for 4 months in Jamaat, and such realization came in him. Effort is made on iman, that he came back and he realized and he didn't give zakat. He took out 18 years of backlog zakat. Why? Something is happening inside that's affecting the outside. To understand with an example, like a lady was expecting, something is happening inside but is affecting her outside actions. Now she's conscious of her diet, She won't wear high heel shoes. She's not going to climb on a step ladder and pick up heavy things. Something is happening inside. It's affecting the outside. Whereas a person who goes out in Jamaat, for example, nobody asks you, is your zakat in order? Is your salat in order? Is your fasting in order? But iman, effort of iman is taking place, which now makes the person conscious of his dini responsibilities. Maulana mentions, a man went out for 4 months and he came back and he realized whatever his life was before, he had to offer 22 years of qaza salat. And he did it. 22 years times 365 days times 5 namazas and witr comes to close to 50,000 salat, and that is over and above his daily 5 times salat. How much of jazbah came in him? Whereas so many people are battling just to wake up for fajr salat. Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayka shared here, bistar se utkar masjid tak na ja sake Iqbal, khaish rakhta hai qabar se utkar jannat mein jaane ki. Allama Iqbal rahmatullah alayhi shared, you can't get up from your bed and go to the masjid, but you're having great desires to just wake up from your qabr and walk straight into jannat. Person went out for 4 months, 4 months, iman, yaqeen, dawat. What a jazbah, so charged up he was. When he came back, here he landed. So he came to the customs and they asked him, sir, anything to declare? He said, yes, I do have something to declare. So what have you got to declare? He said, I declare that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And I declare that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and final messenger. So together we just enter to stay in the company of the mashayikh. To stay in the company of the mashayikh, so that the reality of deen can come in our lives. The essence of deen, the enjoyment of deen, that to practice on deen, they make it enjoyable for us. That is not a burden. And how that quality of ihsan can come in our lives. Ihsan, the very high meaning of ihsan is that we worship Allah Ta'ala as if we are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if we cannot do that, then know at least full well that Allah Ta'ala is definitely watching us. And a more general meaning of ihsan, to do every act of ibadat in the best possible manner. Best possible manner. So to deen is not a burden. So by staying in the company of mashayikh, a person will realize and they'll teach us that how to find enjoyment in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That no act of ibadat is a burden. Whether it be fasting in the month of Ramadan, a person will never regard it as a burden now. A person will look forward to the fast of Ramadan. Whether it is our salat, whether it is waking up for Fajr salat, whether it is making wudu or cold water if there's no hot water, but a person will find great joy and enjoyment in practicing on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Uthman radiallahu anhu mentions, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّكُمْ. If your hearts were pure, it would never become satiated. You would never have enough of tilawat of Quran. Now a statement like this serves as a spiritual thermometer. We can all check ourselves. When I'm making tilawat of the Quran, am I doing it just to get done? Now, when will this para finish? How many pages left? Why is it taking me so long today? No. A person who makes tilawat will enjoy it. Now this, how are you going to get this purity of heart? How are we going to find enjoyment in tilawat of Quran and all our other acts? For this we have to stay in the company of mashayikh. Then a person will realize, mazi le lekar parna, to take enjoyment of reading one word, one page, and enjoying the tilawat of Quran. Why? Because I am communicating with my Allah. Likewise, to get enjoyment in our amal and to realize the spiritual dimension of everything that we are doing. In the virtues of Hajj, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, there's a whole chapter there about the spiritual dimension of Hajj. Just to briefly mention a few points, that when a person is going for Hajj, then it's as if it's a picture of maut that is leaving his family, his property, his possession, and he's donning that ihram that's like a kafan. And when he comes on the plains of Arafat, that's the plains of reckoning. Now all these things a person won't even think of generally. Person might have did 10 Hajj, but these thoughts never even crossed his mind. Where are we going to get all this? This we'll get by sitting in the company of the mashayikh and the awliya. Further in the same place as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes a lengthy conversation there that One of the murids of Sheikh Shibli, rahmatullah alayhi, after he performed Hajj and he came to his Sheikh, so the Sheikh asked him some questions, just a few of them, that did you make a firm intention when you went for Hajj? The murid said, yes, I made a firm intention when I was going for Hajj. So the Sheikh asked him, together with that intention, did you also make a firm niyat of giving up all those things in your life that you did that were contrary to the spirit of Hajj? He said, no, I didn't. Sheikh said, in that case, you never even made intention of Hajj. Did you recite your labbaik when you went for Hajj? He said, yes, I did. Did you hear a reply from Allah Ta'ala when you recited that labbaik? He said, I heard nothing. He said, then in reality, you haven't even recited your labbaik. The Shaykh said, when you came to Arafat, did you even realize what was the purpose of your life? Or why you came to Arafat? And what's your way forward after this? He said, that thought never crossed my mind. The Shaykh said, regarded that you haven't even been to Arafat. When you make tawaf e wida in the farewell tawaf, did you bid farewell to all your haram passions and desires? He said, no. He said, in that case, you didn't even make your tawaf e wida. So this is a spiritual dimension. Where are we going to get it from? This we'll get by staying in the company of mashayikh. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi went out with the Jamaat to Mewat in the very early days. Great qurbani. Those days it was mostly pedal, walking, village to village. So they came late at night to one locality, one village, Isha Salat was over. So they were tired, they were hungry, they still had to read the Isha Salat. So Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi sat with the Jamaat, kya karna hai, mashwira, what should we do now? So the one person said, hum jaldi jaldi namaz par le, phir itminan ke saath khana kha le. Let us quickly read our Isha Salah, then we can take our time and have our meals. Next person, jaldi jaldi namaz par le, phir itminan ke saath khana kha le. Like that everyone in today's time, if you want to understand, it's like Saturday night if we're having a braai and we say, what time Isha comes in? After that, okay, quickly, let's just quickly read our Isha, then we can take our time, nice braai, 2 hours, we can have a nice braai. So like that, they say, jaldi jaldi am namaz par le, phir itminan ke saath hum khana kha le. Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, nahi, hum jaldi jaldi khana kha le, phir itminan ke saath namaz par le. What a difference. No. Let us quickly get done with our meals, then we can take our time and read our salat. Those are the people that tasted the sweetness of salat. Those are the people that were engrossed in the salat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, inna fi salati la shughlan. In salat there is engrossment. What engrossment is there in salat? In salat there is engrossment with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Deep communication with Allah ta'ala. We don't have it, but we have to work in that direction. What a difference between the two. So in the hadith sharif, there's one hadith that comes in the kitab, famous hadith, hadith Jibreel. Hadith Jibreel is where Jibreel alayhi salam came in a human form and he asked Nabi alayhi salam certain questions and Nabi alayhi salam replied. Afterwards Nabi alayhi salam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum that this was Jibreel alayhi salam who came to teach you your deen. This happened towards the end life of Nabi alayhi salam, where the summary and the crux of deen was mentioned. There one question very briefly, Jibreel alayhi salam asked, Mal Iman, what is Iman? Nabi alayhi salam replied that you bring Iman in Allah and the angels and the kitabs and meeting Allah Ta'ala and bring Iman in the Anbiya and life after death. Jibreel alayhi salam asked, what is Islam? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that you worship Allah Ta'ala alone and you establish salat, you give your zakat and you keep your fast. Then Jibreel alayhi salam asked, what is Ihsan? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that you worship Allah Ta'ala as if you can see Allah Ta'ala. And if you cannot do that, then know full well that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. Now, if we see in our madaris, whether it's a maktab or in the Darul Uloom, the first part is that of Iman. Iman actually means aqaid, refers to aqaid. Are there kitabs of aqaid in the syllabus? Yes, there are kitabs of aqaid in the syllabus spread out over the years. Islam actually is referring to fiqh, all the different actions, namaz, zakat, etc. So you ask the student, are there kitabs in your syllabus on fiqh? You say, yes, plenty, all spread out over the years. Ihsan, which we can simplify and say is tazkiyah, tasawuf, that's ihsan. If you ask a person, are there kitabs of ihsan in your syllabus? He says, there's no kitabs of ihsan in our syllabus. So ulama explained that why are there no kitabs of ihsan in the syllabus? Because the quality of ihsan is not acquired from kitabs. Where then is the quality of ihsan acquired from? From the company of the mashayikh and for staying in the company of the pious people. Akbar Allahabadi mentions that na kitabo se, he was a judge. Akbar Allahabadi in the time of the British, he was a judge. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. The deen is not acquired. The actual hakikat of deen is not acquired from kitabs. Not from lectures, not from wealth, but this is only acquired by staying in the company of the mashayikh, respected brothers. The thing is that our batteries are very flat, to differing degrees. So therefore, we got to keep on coming and sitting in the company of the mashayikh, so that our batteries can get charged. To understand what an example, a car, the battery is very weak of that car. So what we do? We get that car next to another car, the battery, a car that battery is strong and charged up. Then we use booster cables and we connect this battery to that battery. Then what happens? The charge from the strong battery gets transferred into the weak battery. So like that our iman, we are weak, very very weak, the challenges, the fitnas, all that, we are weak. To differing degrees our batteries are weak, mind is dead. But so therefore we've got to come in the company of mashayikh. But of course you're not going to see booster cables here. But they are there. The booster cables are there, you won't see it. Because these are spiritual booster cables. And the charge is going to get transferred from the sheikh to the murid. The charge is going to keep on getting transferred from the sheikh to the murid. And that's how we'll get energized. That's how we're going to get energized. And we require this on a continuous basis. Once towards the end of Ramadan, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, someone asked him, that Hazrat, now Ramadan is coming to an end, some advice for after Ramadan. So Hazrat Maulana mentioned that very few people have the discipline and motivation after Ramadan to continue like how they were in Ramadan. Ramadan, a person goes out of his way, salat with jama'at, tilawah, dirt, adjust his time, so much time in masjid, nawafil, etc. So Zubmanana said, very few people have that motivation out of Ramadan to continue like they were continuing in Ramadan. Very few people. For example, this incident of the one Buzurg, that someone told him that if it was told to you that you only got 24 hours to live, how will you live the next 24 hours? He said, it will make no difference to my life. The life was so straight according to Sunnah, Sharia. He said, but this is very, very rare. So Maulana said that the bulk of the people, we are very, very weak. So what is the way forward? He said the way forward is to keep ourselves connected with the amal of masjid. Keep ourselves connected to the jamaat work. Keep ourselves connected to the majalis of the mashayikh. Keep ourselves connected to whatever programs are taking in a place in the masjid. And this will serve as a charge for us. And we need the charge on a regular basis. Effort of shaitan, effort of batil is continuing on a rapid pace. Our effort also has to continue on a rapid pace. Today we can understand easily with a cell phone. How often does a cell phone require charging? We all know. Everywhere they say you go in, nowadays you go in jamaat, the prime spot is by the plug there. You go in jamaat room there. Before it was maybe the fan or something. Now the plug is the prime spot. So charging it, and the more features the phone got, the more it needs charging. Daily our phones need charging. So for our dini well-being and spiritual well-being, how much charging do we require? Daily we require this charging. Daily we go to come in the company of mashayikh and stay with the amal of the masajid. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to always have fikr and worry about our deen and our iman. Ameen.